Freefall Theory. It's a pleasure to welcome to the studio today four gentlemen. They're Joey Gustin and Colby Koch and Alex Daly and Austin Labig. Together they are known as Freefall Theory. They're going to be playing at the Dayton Does Dayton Extravaganza this weekend on the Saturday night. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today. Thanks so much for coming in. If you'd like, go ahead and hit a tune.
All right.
Stars fly at the speed of light. They guide us home as we shine so bright. Thunderous rumble of a lightning storm. The sun and its rays will keep you warm tonight. What a feeling you have tonight. Not even heartbreak could shake. But smile, because you know you're gonna be okay. We're loud tonight, no one can stop us, cause we're alive, and we are forever. We know better than fear, and it won't take over, cause we are here, and we are forever.
Cars and roads, we travel far, but we don't know where we're going. I had a dream the other night, it took us home as we took flight together. Together, what a feeling. Tonight, we're not even heartbreak to shake your flight. Soaring miles and miles and miles, and you can't help yourself but smile, cause you know you're gonna be okay. Loud tonight, cause no one can stop us, cause we're
Freefall Theory live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. They're live on stage. They open the second night of a two-day extravaganza this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Jilly's. Show gets underway 8 o'clock both evenings, so you're going to want to be there on time so you can hear this band, Free Fall Theory, live on stage. So, first of all, welcome. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for having us.
I think it's worth noting that you guys are either just freshly graduated or are actually still finishing up high school. You guys met, am I right, at the Tippecanoe High School?
Yeah.
So, I mean... switching instruments in the back that the listeners can't necessarily see. New drummer and the keyboard player is going to be playing the drums, and the drummer is playing guitar. But every single one of you plays drums.
Yeah.
How does that happen? That there's so much rhythm in just four guys.
Well, I guess we were all in the drum line, or are still in the drum line at Tippecanoe High School, and that's one of the big things why. You know, we became such friends as drumline. That's what tied us together, and that's how we started doing this.
And you met. I kind of have a funny story how the
yeah. My bass is Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
No, the funny story. Alex and I became best friends in the sense that I may or may not have dated his sister. And I actually met.
It's amazing and we're still friends.
I was saying, that relationship didn't last, but yours did.
Yeah,
the band
did. I'm glad it did.
We're not friends.
Well, I really enjoyed listening to you guys during soundcheck because you clearly are actually really good friends. So I can only imagine that that practice, you don't get a lot of work done right away.
Oh, definitely not. It's we get distracted, and if one of us sees a funny video, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Figure out how to turn Keyboard Cat into a punk song and then go get McDonald's.
Right.
Because it's rad.
And all the while, we never just really learned what we needed to do. So.
Well, it's great. It's great to hear you, and just delightful that you've come on. Now, is this your radio debut?
Yeah, this is
Rock
first time.
On Free Fall Theory. I'm going to ask you about the name, but first, if you would play us another tune. Now, this is the whole thing of the Dayton Does Dayton again this Friday and Saturday at Jilly's, beginning at 8 o'clock both nights. It's about highlighting local music, local talent, but also sort of giving a nod to those that have come before and covering the tunes of other Dayton bands. Tell us about the tune that you chose and why.
All right, the song that we've chosen for the radio today is "Rescue Me" by Hawthorne Heights.
People forget that they're from here.
Yeah, they do, and and they are they're a band that we've all kind of known about previously, but they're really pretty much the closest to our genre, I think. And so, especially this song, the way that the melody is, we really like the way this fits in with our feel.
It's from Dayton Does Dayton, Free Fall Theory doing Hawthorne Heights. It all sounds so good together. If you would, go ahead, gentlemen.
Do you love me?
Very nice. It's Free Fall Theory live on 91.3 WYSO. And wow, they're going to be live on stage this Saturday night, part of the part of two nights of Dayton doing Dayton, celebrating artists that have tunes already out there, and also a chance to showcase their own original material as well. Gentlemen, it must be that there's something in the Ohio water that keeps music coming. Can you remember some of your first experience musically that sort of like drove you? Was it an Ohio band, or what do you remember?
Well, a lot of us listened to the same kind of music, and especially like Angels and Airwaves and Blink-182, been kind of some different scenes in the way we listen to music, especially with Joey as a young age, listening to music with his dad, and that was kind of his entrance into music.
It's a little different than Angels and Airwaves and all that, but
right.
Like Metallica and the harder stuff.
Uh-huh.
I grew up on Van Halen, so
yes,
yeah,
no doubt. Well, see, that's what you do, right? You take what you like and what resonates with you, and then you sort of make it your own. Tell me about the songwriting process. Clearly, you're all very gifted, and I imagine you do it together.
Yeah, basically, we all just have these kind of crazy ideas, and the hardest thing about writing music is you know what you want to sound like in your head, but you have to somehow explain it to these other guys. And so when one of us has an idea, either it's a guitar riff or just a drum beat or a bass chord progression, that we bring it to the rest, and each of us has our own style, and we just read each other, and we just jam through the song, and lyrics and all that come later, but really it's just us playing together. And sometimes it comes together, and we all have this like huge face, and we're so excited because the song just happened. It was crazy.
You can find some great examples of it online. You can go to ReverbNation.com/FreeFallTheory. That's our band today, Free Fall Theory, all one word, at Reverb Nation. You've got several tracks up there. Are you going to be making a record and sending it right here to WYSO?
Well, we have a special announcement, actually. We just recorded our full-length album, and we hope to be selling it at the Dayton Does Dayton show.
Yes! Well, congratulations. Wow! That's no small feat. So your debut, you got a radio debut, you got a recording debut.
Yeah, this is a big week for us.
Pretty nice. Very, very lovely. Alex, your guitar is awesome.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's not your normal. It's like kind of like a matte finish,
yeah,
beautiful,
yeah.
Epiphone, Epiphone guitar. And someone spilled some silver ink on there. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So one of the bands I mentioned earlier, Angels and Airwaves, we are huge fans of this band, you know, Tom DeLonge, and we kind of base our writing process a little bit on the way that they do it. But this is this guitar is signed by them, and this is Tom DeLonge's signature guitar, and it's signed by Tom DeLonge and Matt Wachter and Dave Kennedy and Ilan Rubin.
Wow. Well, it's just beautiful, and the silver looks good on it.
Thank you.
We're live in the studio with Joey Gustin, Colby Cock, the Alex Dilly Dally, Alex Dally, and Austin Labig. All together, they're called the Free Fall Theory. Gentlemen, if you'd play us another tune, I would love it. Tell us a little bit about it. This one of yours, right?
Yeah. This is kind of one of the earlier originals we wrote, but it's one of my favorites on the album. It's called Don't Pretend.
Stressed when things don't go your way, you lose your head.
sudden thoughts still telling all I say. This doesn't make any sense. The hypocritical lies, but in your defense, you want what's best for me this time. Just bait.
Time in the tip drum line paying off there. Austin Labig on the drums, fabulous job. Joey Gustin playing the bass guitar there. Alex Daly on the lead vocals and guitar. And the great Colby Cock over there on the synthesizer. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much.
What a treat. What a delight. Congratulations on a radio debut and on a recording of a new song. Make sure we get a copy here at YSO.
I will send one.
You do that. Very good.
Hi, Keely.
Aw. Thanks for being here. Hi, Mom.
All right, hey, real quick.
Sure.
We want a special thanks to Matt Fay and Clay Hampton. They're the ones that helped us record this album. They're producing it right now, and they rock.
They rock.
Go check us out at Facebook.com. You can like us, Facebook.com/FreeFallTheory.
Young, talented, and with a good business head. Gentlemen, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And from another of the bands that'll be playing at the some 20-some bands over a two-day period this Friday and Saturday night, Valentine's Day and Saturday. Both nights start at 8 o'clock at Jilly's, right in the heart of beautiful downtown Dayton. You can find out more on our webpage and follow these guys. Check them out, Free Fall Theory and their broadcast debut. This is another band that'll be there, Cinder Home, friends of the show from Thin Strings on YSO.